This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
I'm raging. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this media conference with Declan Rice. As ever, if you can use the microphone available and make sure it's switched on. Raise your hand if you've got a question. Also, state your name and who you work for. We'll start, as ever, with Rob Dorsett, Sky Sports News.
Hi, Declan. Nice to see you.
Morning. You good?
Yeah, good, mate. Thank you. You?
Yeah, all good. Thank you.
Listen, I want to take you back to when you arrived at St George's Park on that damp and dreary grey day, and you arrived with an empty bag. Do you want to explain to everybody why that was?
Yeah, I feel like to put it to bed, to be honest with you. The case was actually for spare clothes. When I arrived, I just had a spare case because going back to the Euros, I remember we got given so much stuff. And I knew that taking a spare case that would be needed to take home. So it's actually full up right now in my room full of spare clothes and trainers. So look, it would be nice to bring the World Cup trophy home in it, but at the moment it's got my spare clothes in it.
Good man. I mean, look, I noticed after the Wales game, there were no celebs really from you guys. You took the applause of the crowd and gave those back. But I got the sense that you thought, we haven't achieved anything yet, the real business starts now. Is that kind of the message around the camp?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've had a real good focus throughout the three group games, three tough group games as well. But like you said, now we're obviously onto a bigger test. Obviously, we know Senegal's going to be really tough. And, you know, now we know that it's the knockout stages. We want to win. And if you don't win, obviously you go home. But that's not what we're aiming for. We're here to get to the end of the tournament.
What do you expect from Senegal? Is this the toughest test you'll have faced so far?
Yeah, I think so. You know, really strong athletic team, some really good individual players. Didn't see their game against Ecuador, but been watching their other games. Just a really good team. I think it's our first time playing them, well, since I've been in the setup anyway. So, look, we know it's going to be a really tough test.
One of the key selection dilemmas, I mean, there's always key selection dilemmas for the manager, but it feels even more so this time, is the wide attacking areas. Saka and Sterling were great in that first game. Foden and Rashford outstanding in that game against Wales. I'm guessing you wouldn't want to be in the manager's position to pick those. How do you see it?
Yeah, it's obviously tough. I think what's so good about our group here is that we're all so supportive of each other. You know, in the first game, obviously Rashi come on, scored, Jack come on and scored. Like you said, Sacks and Raheem done really well. The other two done excellent the other night. So there is probably a selection headache for the manager. But look, wherever he picks, I know everyone will be rooting for each other. And you know, it's about a real team effort now. You know, if you want to get to the end, you're going to need a full squad. So, look, we'll be really supportive of whoever the manager picks.
Hi, Declan. Alex Howell, BBC. Just to follow on from that, there's a real sense of the strength in the squad when the substitutions the manager was able to make. Do you feel the strength and depth you have in the squad and the quality, and where do you think it ranks in the teams in the tournament?
Yeah, I think it's top. It's top level. You know, it's always nice to know that you can bring players off the bench that can instantly change the game. You know, whether that's, you know, we're drawing 0-0 and, you know, we need to freshen up front, or, you know, we need to change the legs in midfield, or even at the back. You know, we've got players that are world class that can come on and change the game instantly. And throughout a World Cup, you're going to need that quality. So I think it ranks really, really high amongst other squads in the tournament.
A lot's made about having options and how it pushes players. How does it make you feel that, you know, that if you were to drop off, there's those players you could step in, you might not get back in the side?
Yeah, that's what the competition is all about. You know, it's really healthy. But like I said, we're at a World Cup, and, you know, I'd do anything to win the World Cup. So if that means someone coming on and playing really well, you know, I'd want that to happen, because there's one goal we all want to achieve. So I think it's really important that the squad of players we've got here is really strong and united together.
There's a bit of time between the last game against Wales and the knockout game. Is that what you want as a player, time to prepare and to rest, or do you prefer them coming faster?
Yeah, you know what, it's been a little tough on the legs. You know, the three games, obviously, in the middle of a season. So to have that extra day is probably really nice. I know if we come second, we'd have been playing on the Saturday. So to get that extra day, you know, we've been able to maximise that. And, you know, today will be like a second day recovery type session. So, yeah, nice. It's really good to probably get an extra day recovery and, you know, feeling fresh.
Thank you.
Hi, Declan. Jack Pibbert from The Athletic. It's your first World Cup campaign. It's also Jude Bellingham's first World Cup campaign alongside you. How do you feel like you and him are adjusting to the step up into this level of challenge?
Yeah, look, I think we're doing well. You know, we've not even played 10 games together yet in the midfield. You know, it's really hard. Obviously, we're not playing at club level together, so we're only getting that chance to bond when we come to England. So, look, we're always learning on the job. Different team are posing different threats to us. But, look, I love playing with him. He's young, he's energetic, he gets around the pitch really well. And for every game that I've played with him so far, I've literally just said to him, this is your stage, go out and perform. And, you know, look, I'll be behind you. And don't feel like you can't go out there and attack and get in the box. You know, just feel free. And I'll be there for you. And I feel like we've got a really good connection. And we've played against some tough sides as well. So, look, we're learning really well together.
And do you think he gives England something different in terms of his ability to get in the box and score that header against Iran, for example?
Yeah, I think he showed that side to his game, I think, this season extremely well. There's been a lot of goals he scored this year where he's made that late bursting run into the box and scored. He didn't really do that much last season, but this season he's really added that to his game. So, if we can keep him at that level where, you know, he's landing in the box, Lampard was the best at it, arriving, you know, really late. He's really starting to show that now, so hopefully he can keep producing for us.
Amy, do you want to grab the mic?
Hi, Dick. Amy Pickering, Stats Perform. Can I ask you about Marcus Rashford? He's obviously your top goal scorer at the tournament so far. What characteristics does he have that makes him such a threat? And at the moment, he's leading the standings for the Golden Boot. Do you think he can get that at the end of the tournament?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think from the first moment I come into the England setup, I said Marcus is one of the standout people I was so surprised by. You know, he's just lightning quick. His speed, his eye for goal, the way he hits the ball, it's really special, the technique he's got on him. And, you know, I know he had a tough year last year, but no one ever doubted his quality. And to now see him back on the biggest stage doing it, you know, it makes me really happy. And I know it's making the team happy as well. And going to the Golden Boot, listen, there's no reason why he can't. You see, he had a big chance in the first half. I think if he keeps making them attacking runs behind the back line, like he does for United, he's going to keep getting the chances. So it would be amazing for him to win the Golden Boot. I would be delighted for him if he achieved that.
Hi, Declan. Nizar Kinsella, Evening Standard. I just wanted to ask, sort of, as the tournament's gone on, have you found that the training sessions and the games that you've progressed and sort of built maybe a better connection as a team, and has it kind of put some of the criticism to bed from the Nations League as well?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think the Nations League was tough in the summer. We'd obviously come off, you know, not winning in six. So there was a big pressure for that Iran game to win, and we'd done that. We obviously had a difficult game against the USA. We always knew that was going to be tough, but then to beat Wales, all the noise around that, You know, it was a complete controlled performance. You know, really dominated the game from start to finish. So, look, we're building really well. I think we're in a really nice position. And I think as in the step up of quality starts to arrive, I think you'll see our game start to keep arriving as well. So, look, we'll be ready for whatever comes. But I think we're in a really nice spot at the minute.
Okay, we've got James and Nat this side, and then we'll go to Faye.
Hi, Declan. James Ollies from ESPN. I was just reading an interview with you where you were talking about how disappointed you were to be taken off in the Euros final last summer, and with the game in the balance at 1-1. And I just wondered on a personal basis how much that sort of drives you in this tournament now.
Yeah, it drives me on a lot. Obviously, you don't want to ever get taken off, you know, in any game, let alone a final. But obviously, you know, I've spoken about it before, the manager sees something, and that's absolutely fine in that game. You know, in terms of the World Cup, like I said then, this, and especially a tournament for England, we've got such good players on the bench where if someone can come on and do something different to that I do, and it helps the team, then, you know what, I'm happy for that, because if that means we're going to win or win the World Cup, that's all I want to happen. So, obviously, I don't want to ever get brought off in any game. If the manager sees something that he thinks can change tactically, then, look, he's the manager, he makes the decisions. I'm happy with that.
I mean, as you say, you never want to come off. Obviously, you did come off early in the Wales game.
Yeah.
Is that, in that context, is that actually helpful for you to manage your load through the tournament, or how did you sort of view that?
Yeah, I think so. I have not had a conversation with the manager yet. You know, he was off us yesterday. We had a nice little chilled day off, so I've not spoke to him yet. He'll speak to us today. But, yeah, I think maybe to manage my load, that was so. Especially when the game was 2-0, it would be nice because the game started to open up more. It would mean you'd get more touches, more spaces would open up. But look, he brought me off, and you know, in the end, it was a nice, comfortable victory.
And just finally for me, presumably then you feel confident you can start and finish 7 games out here?
Yeah, look, I think my record of playing games speaks for itself. You know, I've played consistently now for the last 3 years, 50, 60 games a season, so look, I keep my body really fresh. You know, I keep turning myself over, recovering as best as I can. And if I'm needed for all 7 games, 7 90s, look, I know I can put myself in a position where I can do that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hiya, Natalie. Hello. Perks, BBC News. Look, I'm old enough now to have been to quite a few World Cups. And yeah. In the past, England camps were cliquey, there were arguments. Can you just give us an insight into how together you are and an insight into the friendships within the group as well?
Yeah, I think it's obviously been spoken about so much last 2 years. I think massive credit has to go to the manager. You know, the way he's changed the environment, you know, it's really special. You know, we've got a real good bond here. I think we're just together all the time. You never see a player on their own. We're always in twos and threes, or we're in tens, or like, there's just so many good parts of being here, and it really feels like home. You know, the team have done an excellent job with the hotel. Straight away, it felt like a homely environment. You know, we eat dinner together, we have lunch together. That night after dinner, we watched a game on the big screen, and we'll all sit around the pool together and just chat, play some games. I think it's just that real, you know, united, you know, team we've got here. And, you know, if we can keep that going, there's no reason why we can't, you know, keep pushing on together.
People talk about the individual brilliance in teams like France, Brazil, Argentina. Do you think those countries are looking at England and potentially worrying about having to face you?
Yeah, definitely. I think other nations will always look at us and think and look at the quality that we've got in the squad. You know, why should we not be feared? If you look at our attacking players, you know, we have world-class, unbelievable talents across the board and across the whole team, players that have played in the biggest games, won the biggest trophies. So look, we are one of the biggest teams here, but look, it's down to us to prove it on the pitch. Obviously, teams like the French have proved that. You know, they've won a World Cup, and they've done it consistently. And obviously now we want to change that. So all them big nations, you know, we want to show that we're here, and you know, we're not just here now to get into the round of 16. You know, we want to go the whole way.
Hi, Declan Faker, Others Talk Sport. When you say about France there, actually, did you watch the game last night? And how much does a result like that propel you a little bit when you've seen the other results in this World Cup?
Yeah, no, I didn't see the French game last night. We had a day off, so I was with the family. But yeah, obviously I see the result. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of shocks in this tournament. You know, you can't take anything for granted. You know, I think that's why we're doing so well, maybe that we're not getting the credit that we deserve. You know, it could have been banana skin for us in any of the three games, but you know, we done well in all of them. And you're obviously seeing big nations lose. We've not had to put ourselves in a position yet where we felt under pressure. You know, we've always felt in control of the group. But yeah, look, obviously when you start to play the bigger teams, you know, your level goes up, and you know, they're the biggest games you want to play, and they're the ones that get remembered forever. So if that comes along the way, you know, we'll be ready for them type of games.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, actually, because how does the intensity in training and the focus shift now you're into the knockouts?
Yeah, obviously, it's no different to what we've prepared for the first three. I think if you guys could see the level of detail we go through on all three opposition, you know, it's really top. You know, Iran, we spent ages on Iran. We spent ages on USA and Wales. And obviously now the details are going to be more fine cut. But also there's that balance of players' loads, you know, recovering. So I'm sure the coaching staff will get that right, but we'll feel as fresh as possible for the games.
Hi, Declan. It's Peter Lane from Channel 5 News. Now that we're in the knockout stage, people back home will think about that word, the P word, penalties. Are you having sleepless nights about that yet as a squad, and how do you prepare for that mentally as a squad?
Yeah, I think since Gareth's come in, you know, we've really shifted our mindset on penalties. Obviously, we lost in the Euro final, but we had a big win against Colombia in 2018. You know, it's a thing here now that, you know, we're really big on. We know now it's obviously a stage where we can get penalties, and we're going to be really, really well prepared for that. Obviously, you don't want to overtake penalties, I think, in training. I don't think that does any help for anyone. You know, you want to feel fresh, you want to have your penalty, you want to pick your spot. And if it does come to penalties, look, I'll back us 100% all the way. I'm really confident in what we're seeing, the methods we've got, and also the way the lads now, you know, prepare for their penalties.
And you must know, back in the UK at the moment, things are pretty grim. The weather's horrible. No one's got any money. Everyone's going on strike. So to what extent do you feel that the England squad and your adventures here are a pick-me-up? They're a distraction and a tonic for people in the UK. And to what extent do you hope that everyone, including fans in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, can now all get behind England?
Yeah, look, obviously, I felt that during the Euros. You know, we obviously, it was COVID, really big COVID back then, so we couldn't see families or friends or anyone, but we were seeing videos of the fans back home, and I feel like that's what we've done as a team. You know, we've really brought the country together when England have played football. You see the Lioness doing it in the summer. No, you see the support we've got. You see them at the fan parks, you see them in the pubs, and, you know, it makes me happy seeing the videos of them celebrating, scoring, us scoring. So, look, we're going to try to keep going. We're going to try to keep pushing, keep trying to lift everyone. It's obviously really close to Christmas now, so hopefully we can deliver them the best Christmas present. Let's see.
Thank you.
Hi, Declan. James Robson, AP. I think Gareth said, going into the last World Cup, the question was, can England win a knockout game? You know, since then, semi-finals, the final, there's a sense that this team knows how to navigate tournaments, comes good at tournaments. What do you put that down to?
I think just the mentality now. If you look at the players in the squad, like I said, that have won the big trophies, the Premier Leagues, year in, year out, Champions League finals, we've got so many players who've won big things, and you know, they've brought that mentality that they've got and installed in themselves, you know, to England. And of course the manager, you guys wouldn't see it, but the way he talks to us, you know, he's so calm, and you know, he really puts an emphasis on us that, you know, look, we're England, we're just as big as anyone else, and you know, we'll be ready for anything. And I feel like when you've got a manager that's that calm and is rooting for you that much, you know, you want to go out there and fight and do as much as you can to win a football match. And obviously the biggest one that I've been involved in so far was knocking out Germany at the Euros. I think before that game I looked at everyone in the change room and could just sense that there was no way we was getting beat that day. And when you get that feeling, you know, that's what you want, and that's what takes you the whole way. So, yeah, hopefully now the knockout stage is here, we can push that on.
Hi, Deck. Mark Manbrines from PA. You mentioned your teammates have played biggest games, they won the biggest trophies. You're now playing in a World Cup for the first time. Do all of those things give you a hunger to be, you know, challenging for Premier Leagues, for playing in Champions Leagues, things like that?
Yeah, 100%. I think for the last 2-3 years, you know, I've been saying that. You know, I've been playing consistently well for the club. And I feel like I really want to, you know, keep pushing. Like you said, I see my friends here who are playing Champions League, winning the big trophies. You know, you only get one career. And at the end of your career, you want to look back and by what you've won and the biggest games you've played in. And, you know, I'm really ambitious and, you know, I really want to do that.
I think that's it for the live section. We'll move on to a short section of Bargain until 10:30 p.m. UK time this evening.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/onlineprivacyprotection.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.